95.1 WAYV. Mike and Diane's second date update.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Do you need our help with the second date update?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay, who did you go out with?
Her name's Krista.
Okay, and tell us about the date.
Well, I mean, it was awesome. We had a great time. I couldn't believe how nice and pretty she was.
Aww.
I mean, like, yeah, the date was fantastic. You know, nothing bad that I could see. I called her a few times after, and nothing. It's radio silence. I was shocked.
Radio silence, that's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I know.
So you called and texted?
Yeah, I Facebook and everything. Twitter. And,
yeah, you did everything you could to get to her.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's just cut to the chase. Let's try to get her on the phone after this song, because if you're saying the date was fantastic, that's a pretty bold statement.
I mean, I don't use it often, but I think it was fantastic.
Okay. Well, I think we should see what happens, guys. So, aww. Sam, we'll put you on hold. We'll play a song, and we'll try to get Krista on the phone and get some answers for you. Does that sound good?
Well, sounds fantastic.
It's coming up next.
Love that word. Fantastic. Oh, my God. You are fantastic.
But he doesn't use it much. Sorry. On 95.1 WAYV next.
95.1 WAYV. It's Mike and Diane's second date update.
We talked to Sam a few minutes ago, and he said he went on a first date with Krista. And Sam, you said the first date was fantastic?
Absolutely.
And you tried to get in touch with Krista and never heard back from her, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's baffling because we had such a great time, you know?
Well, that's what we're here for. We tend to hear that a lot. So let's try to give her a call. See if we can find out what happened.
Hello?
Hi, is this Krista?
This is she.
Hi, Krista. It's Mike and Diane and Kayla from 95.1 WAYV Radio from The Morning Show.
Okay.
What's up?
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Just wondering if you have a few minutes to chat, because we got a call from one of our radio family members by the name of Sam, and he was telling us that he went on a fantastic first date. That was his word, fantastic first date with you, and then you've, I guess, been ignoring him, and we're just trying to get some answers. So would you mind telling us about Sam and your date?
Are we on the radio right now?
Yes.
More or less.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay. And you want to know about my date?
Yeah, well, he called us to try to get some answers. He said, in his words, he's baffled.
Don't shoot the messengers.
Why you haven't gotten in touch with him. He thought it was a great date.
I mean, yeah, the date was great. Like,
okay.
He wined and dined me. I had a lot of fun. I mean, the date was fine. Like, I definitely had a good time on the date.
Is there a reason why you didn't respond to him when he tried to get in touch with you after that great date?
Basically, after the date, you know, my girlfriends and I, we started, you know, doing a little online research on him.
Oh,
you know, got to make sure everything's good.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just...
What'd you find out?
I couldn't believe it. Basically, we found out that he had a girlfriend before, and she was just really ugly. And, like, I honestly can't date a guy who has been with somebody that ugly.
Ew, what? Really? Are you that girl?
You're saying that, let me get this right, his ex-girlfriend was, in your words, ugly.
In your opinion, ugly.
In your opinion. And you can't date a guy who dated an, according to you, ugly girl.
No, I think
really?
She must have really bad taste. Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
We're supposed to be supporting each other in 2018. Women support
yes.
each other these days. You don't put another woman down for her appearance. Ever.
Yeah,
it's
but you
not
know what?
Okay.
I want to bring Sam right on the line.
Yeah, Sam, come on in.
Sam's been listening in, and I don't know what to say, really.
Do you want to go out with her again, Sam? This is like, I'm sorry. I guess
yeah,
it's
we
not,
should just
that's
cut
not
to
the
chase.
Time, but
yeah, well,
ew,
Sam,
I don't,
Sam, Hold on. I just want to make sure of one thing. Sam. Hi, Sam, by the way.
How you doing?
we were better before the phone call to Krista.
Yeah,
but
Sam, I just want to make sure one thing. This is not like a current girlfriend that she's talking about, right? You two are broken up. This is... Do you even know who she's talking about?
You know, I don't, but yeah, I did. I mean, I had many girlfriends, but I'm not sure of the one that she's speaking of. But I mean, you know what? Listen, this doesn't even make sense anymore, because for someone to even say that, like, I'm just in shock now that someone would even say something like that. Like, which, like, she's judging me off of her opinion of how someone I dated before her.
Right.
Look, I mean, that's not normal. That's not a normal thing.
Yeah, we don't like it.
We're judging her. No offense. I mean, you could take offense.
I mean, you could take
offense. Yeah, let's judge away. I mean, it was a great date and all, but I mean, I guess I'll pass at this point. I understand.
Okay.
I do.
Well, so that saves me the work of asking you.
Yeah, let's ask her. I really don't even want to hear her talk again.
Well, Krista, Sam doesn't want to go out with you anymore, because we were going to ask you if you wanted a second date, but...
No, that's fine. I don't want to go out with him either. So it sounds like it's all worked out.
Okay.
I love that you're just not affected by anything that we just said to you. He took nothing that we said.
I mean, good luck with your future, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
So it's all about the looks, right, Krista?
Yeah, I mean, being attracted to somebody in a relationship is very important. And if that's what he's attracted to, then I am not the girl for him.
Good luck, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike and Diane's second date update, only on 95.1 WAYV.
Hi, WAYV.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I'm just calling in to talk about that girl that you just called for a double date.
Yeah.
I know you guys can't say too much because, you know, it's your job and all. Mm-hmm. But how dare her? Who the hell does she think she is?
Right.
She's special.
To call another woman ugly and... Who the hell even knows what she looks like?
Exactly.
And, oh, my God. I've never heard anything so absurd. That is, she's a disgrace.
She is nuts. I mean, what are you going to do, right? I mean, but you get him. We do this bit.
I know, but to judge somebody, not go on a second date because he dated someone that she thinks is ugly.
Yeah, I know.
That's a horrible, horrible thing to say. I'd like to tell her.
You know what I found is that doing second date update, you realize that there are a lot of people you didn't think existed in the world.
That is true.
Very true, Mike.
Yeah. Yep.
I've learned that quickly.
You do. And it's hard to put yourself in that frame of mind because you just can't believe that somebody would think that way.
But they exist and they walk among us.
Yes.
What if that woman is even listening? Like, I don't know. It's just, how can you be so mean? Like, what if that girl listens? I never heard of that. That is awful.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a call in. I wish I could talk to her personally.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Because I know you guys have to hold back, but I don't.
That's right, girl. That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi there. I was just listening to the girl that rejected the guy because of the second date because his ex-girlfriend was not attractive.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Really?
You guys just ripped her apart for no reason.
It wasn't
her prerogative.
Wow.
To reject a guy for any reason she wants, but then to ridicule her on public radio because she's saying that his last girlfriend wasn't attractive, and whoever said that she needs to support him or she needs to support other women, it's a competition.
It's really not.
It's really not a competition.
It's really not. No. There's enough men in the sea.
It is a competition. It's competitive, and maybe it wasn't competitive for, you know, the new girl, but I can't blame her for saying, like, look, this guy doesn't seem like he has really good taste. He mentioned that he had multiple girlfriends, so clearly he just runs right through them. Hmm. I don't know. I can't blame her, but I don't think you guys should have just ridiculed her like that on public radio.
Well, we thought she was shallow.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She is shallow, but again, that's her prerogative.
It is her prerogative.
That's completely her prerogative.
That was just our opinion.
It
was our opinion that she's
shallow. I mean, it is our opinion, but it's not a competition for a man out there. There's plenty of men, and women need to support each other. We don't put each other down. There's enough of that in this world. We support each other, and you should never put another woman down for her appearance. You don't know how she is.
I think it's an individualistic society, and people judge each other based off of looks. So I think that that woman kind of fit in with the majority.
I guess.
Social media these days, everybody, the first thing you do when you hear somebody's name is you stalk and you see who their ex-girlfriends are. Mm-hmm. And for her to see her and say, man, that girl isn't attractive. Hope I'm not unattractive. This guy doesn't seem like he has good taste. I'm out of here. Can't blame her.
Well, I just want to say everyone's ugly to somebody. So somebody's out there saying the same thing about her. And that's just how it is.
I guess the same thing about you.
Yeah, and you too.
Okay. Wow, this got
hey.
Fun. Anybody want a bunch of balloons and eat a cake or something?
I would love that.
All right.
That's
all
great.
Right. Well, thank you for
you
calling.
Enjoy your day.
Have a blessed day,
you
guys.
You too, sweetie. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What the hell just happened?
Some craziness.
Hi, WAYV.
Hi. I'm calling in about the second date update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think. I don't know
anymore. And that last girl was nasty.
She was what?
She was nasty on the air.
You know what? I have to agree.
She says it's just a competition between women.
I mean,
why does it matter what an ex-girlfriend looks like that you can't date somebody?
You're so right, Krista. Thank you so much.
Yeah. We were shocked, right. Too.
Listen,
I was thinking about it, like calling in to say that I agreed with you. And then when I heard her call in and say that she disagreed, I had a call.
Thank you, Krista. thank you.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thanks, honey.
Have a good day.
You guys have a fabulous day.
You too. Apparently, and I mean it this time.
Don't worry about what other people tell you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're getting cake and balloons, apparently. All right. Thank you. WAYV.
Hi. I just wanted, I'm calling about the second date update.
Yeah.
You guys are 100% correct.
Thank you.
We always are.
I'm literally driving in my car with my jaw to the floor.
With your jaw to the floor?
Yeah.
Literally. It's like, I'm so confused. Like, how is... the guy that I'm with now is totally not who I would normally go for.
Mm-hmm.
What does that matter? Like, I don't understand the competition thing and all of that. Who cares what his ex-girlfriends look like?
Exactly. You never hear men saying that stuff. It's just catty.
It is catty.
I just don't understand. I don't get it at all. It's just like, and for her, that one girl who was extremely rude.
Yeah, she
was.
To
say, oh, well, you know, it's a competition. Well, I really think that you need to, like, look at yourself. Because mm-hmm. if that's how you view your life and your relationships as, excuse me, a competition, I really think that you need to check yourself because you have some serious, serious issues in your life.
Insecure is the word.
Can yes. I say this as the man in the room?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't get women.
Well,
I
most
don't
of
get
them,
women.
I can tell you that I believe most of them are not like that. We're not like
we
that.
We just found
I
two of them
so.
In 5 minutes.
Well, you know, those two women are clearly insecure because
exactly.
if you're confident in yourself,
absolutely.
You don't feel the need to compare yourself to any other woman
absolutely.
Ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. I mean, if the guy wants to be with you, he obviously likes something about you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, thank you for making us feel sane.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, no, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you,
thank
you
so
every much.
Morning.
Thank you. We love you back.
Thank you, sweetie.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you for supporting other women.
Girl yes. power.
Absolutely.
Dude power.
Boom. No, I'm kidding. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey.